podcasting like we mean it, and now vacuum sealed for freshness. This is the Red Boy Podcast featuring me, Absolute Amy. And this is show number 85.
The Tripod Network, what's on?
Hey guys, Shelly from Shelly's Podcast here, and I have a comment for you, but it has nothing to do with the most recent edition of the Red Boy Podcast. I listened to it, but I actually don't remember what you talked about right at this moment. Anyway, I was walking through the house, and I saw my husband, the fabulous Frank, and I said to him, I gotta go in the studio and record an answer for Aaron's Ask the Audience question of the week, you know, over on the big show. And he said, oh, you're not recording something for the Red Boy Podcast? And I said, no, not right now. And he said, don't you like Red Boy anymore? And so I just wanted to send you this little audio file and let you know that I still like you, Red Boy, and absolutely Amy too.
The Sportos, the Motorheads, Geeks, Sluts, Bloods, Wastoids, Dweebies, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
Podcasting from the dining room in the cornfields of central Illinois.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
Welcome, Red Boy and Absolute Amy.
It's crap. I have no idea why I picked that. I don't know. I actually bought that off iTunes. I couldn't find my Spice Girls CD. I used to be a DJ. I did own this CD. You know that, Amy, don't you?
Yes. Tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
You know that people don't like it when we sing.
Ha! 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 Zig, zig, ah.
Whatever. If you want to be my lover, you came to the right place, kids. Welcome to the Red Boy Podcast, show number 85. Kicking it here live in the cornfields in the big window on the boulevard. We are here. Amy, how are you, my love? Nice to see you again.
I'm great.
This is about the only time I get to talk to you in a given week, so it is
without,
nice.
Without too many interruptions.
At least this has pause.
That's true.
Life doesn't have pause, so.
No.
All things might not be as they seem on the podcast. So yes, we're doing well. We're here.
We are.
Kicking it. You know, we're getting in the new schedule. The fall schedule's coming up. Don't jump ahead, Amy.
I'm not even looking at the notes.
No.
Because I get in trouble.
Follow the Jedi ways here.
I can just read ahead, but I can't say anything ahead.
No. Because you mess with my feng shui.
Then you get upset. You're like, okay, all right, skipping.
Fine, why don't I waste my time? I want to thank everybody for boosting my ego. Apparently, I whine a lot on the podcast so that nobody feeds back. We had 3 posts on the blog, which is about par. No, 4. We had the last one today. And 5 or 6 voicemails. And I was trying to figure out how to, I didn't know what to do with all that feedback. I said, oh my God, what do I do with all this? So
we'll have to do a feedback show.
We're going to sprinkle. No, we're not going to do that. We don't steal ideas. No.
We do too.
We're original, Amy.
Yes, we are.
Not
Matt.
Really, but. You know, that's why. Oh, speaking of not being original, thank you, Barely from Barely Podcast, adding to our voice clip. I don't know what to call this—a voice clip library.
Blah blah blah.
Oh, that's a little quiet.
I love that.
So when Amy's going on.
Blah blah blah.
Blah blah blah.
Amy, what do I think about that?
Blah blah blah.
Of course, we do have Shelley's, you know, which was not voluntarily given; it was stolen. So if you do have something you want to send us, we'd be happy to steal it or give it or whatever. So
blah blah blah.
Blah blah blah. Okay, Amy, let's dive right into our podcast notes, shall we?
Yes.
And we got to start with sad news. I didn't know where to put this, so I figured we'd put it at the top and we'd make it happy from there. As everyone, unless you've been living under a rock, knows, Steve Irwin died, the alligator hunter.
I know. It.
Which was...
That was a kick in the gut.
Well, no, it was bitter irony because...
No, for me, it was a kick. I love the guy. I have for a long time.
But...
You love him, you made fun of him, but you were like watching because you thought, oh gosh, this guy's going to get like,
the alligator's going to get it.
Somebody is going to chomp off the hand, he's going to get stung by something, bit by the rattlesnake.
And he gets it by a freaking stingray.
Oh, No kidding. It's just so sad. I feel so bad for his wife and
But see, I think I saw a thing where his producer's like, you know, that's out of his element. He's, no pun intended here, but he was a land creature. I mean, he was mostly used to land animals.
But yeah, he was filming something that he was going to be doing with his daughter.
Yeah, some
like
kids most, thing. Or
like something, I don't know what
it was. It went in the shallow water, but yeah, that bites. So
it was very sad.
We did like, Cranky, it's a croc. Because he did a thing with the Wiggles. Remember, he had a whole Wiggles CD.
We have it.
I know.
We have the DVD.
Who doesn't want to own that piece of treasure?
It was great, though.
It was Wiggles. It's not a dig on Steve Irwin. It's a dig on the Wiggles.
No, I like it. But I like the Wiggles.
Blah, blah,
I love anybody with an Australian accent.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. That's it. You and Jenny from The Big Show with these Aussie
anybody
accents.
Anybody with an Australian accent, I'm there. I love them.
And on an, and I don't know if you can say a sadder note, but just a more personal note, our good friend Adam Raymer's dad died. So those of us who know Mr. Raymer from Madtown Aces, if you get a chance, send him an email. I think it was, I'm going to say last week. I've lost track now. But
condolences to him.
Yeah, so our prayers are with you, Mr. Raymer, our friend. And as Amy knows, I don't deal well with death, and I don't ever know what to say about those things. So I just kind of say I'm sorry.
That's what you're supposed to say.
I know. I always think everybody else does a much better job of dealing with those things than I do. So there we go. So we've done the sad things. Do we need a cleanser here? Maybe we'll let Computer Carl from the cornfields. Oh, well, you know, Carl, we'll come back to you. Fergie's manager from the last. Amy, why don't you do that? Amy's in charge of our earworm this week. That is a McDonald's toy that is stuck in her head. It's a Mario Brothers McDonald's toy. Hit it again. There you go. That'll get stuck in your craw. Let's see what Fergie's manager. We did Fergie the whole London Bridge. Well, he called in.
Yes. This is Tito. I am the manager for Fergie, and I want to call. I heard you're playing her soft funny podcast, and you had the words all wrong. That's all I have to say. You just have all the words wrong, and I think you should play the right words, or say the right words. It's my web. What is it, Fergie? Oh, yeah, that's right. It's, how come every time you come around my London Bridge, they come down? London, 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 London. Yes? She's saying London as an abbreviation for London. London as in, London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. You know that song, right? Well, you just have to say it right. Okay? And I think I'm going to talk to Mr. James Blunt about the song that's at the end of your show, because I think we need to get some lawyers involved in that. And please don't sing that again, because that was really bad. Have a nice day.
Did you say James Blunt? I don't know. Well, okay, sorry, Fergie's manager. Not sure why Fergie, I don't know if Fergie's from England, but her manager sounds like he's from maybe Detroit area. I don't know. So thank you, Fergie's manager. Well, you know, okay, Amy, you're gonna be put in charge of.
Blah blah blah.
Okay, stop it. See, I'm as bad though, but it's okay if I do it because I'm in control. Stop. Okay, alrighty then. I like
another fun little.
I like my earworm better, Amy.
One of those free toys.
And tonight starts fantasy football.
This is the football year for us, folks. Matt and I are traditionally not a football family, but we are this year.
We are.
And there's a game on right now. What are we watching? We're not watching
We're not watching anything. We are podcasting. Because
they were having like an hour-long kickoff special before. So get off here, then we'll turn it over.
We have ample time to catch up with that crap. So, but yeah, we have.
We're going to be reading the newspaper. And, we're
fantasy footballers this year. We have the Red Boy Backers.
I don't understand fantasy football.
Neither do I. I just had about a half-hour conversation with Steve from Extra Points to help me out. Steve from Wicked Good Podcast and Extra Points. His Extra Points is a fantasy football podcast, so maybe I should listen to that some more to kind of figure out what the hell I'm doing.
Oh.
I'm like, what's this mean? Well, can this person be in? Can I have more than one? Why do I have two? He's like, well, you must be a freaking idiot.
But it was exactly. We don't know.
It was an auto draft, so I didn't have to pick people. And I can put on autopilot and just let it run.
I don't even know what we're doing.
All I know is none of our players are playing tonight.
None of our players are playing
tonight. We have players from like all across all the teams.
So
like Sunday we have some people playing. Next Monday we do.
And it's based on the stats that they do?
Yeah, and it's like if you pick your quarter. The way I understand it, and I'm sure I'm so wrong, it's not even funny. Like, we have two quarterbacks. So okay. I have one quarterback benched and one quarterback is playing. So the thing is, I have to guess between which quarterback is going to get the most amount of points, however they get points, in a game.
Because
I want, well, no, it's, I'm sure it's passing yardage and that kind of stuff. But I want the quarterback that's going to get the most amount of points that week, because that adds my total points for my fantasy team. I need to bench me. That's very confusing. I'm sure.
Why in the world did you ever get us involved
in this? I told Steve before I signed up, I said, did you realize I don't know much about football and I know absolutely nothing about fantasy football? But he said it's okay.
I just want to watch it because we're going to eat chili on Sundays. And
Amy just wants the beer and chili. That's all she's talking about.
Yeah. And we're going to watch football and take naps.
We're supposed to be watching. Oh, it made 10 minutes, 50 seconds. Hold on. Yeah, I need a Tyke Taser, please. Tyke Taser in aisle 1, please. Tyke Taser, aisle 1. So speaking of children, interrupt us.
Ahole on aisle 2 are speaking. Just be nice to your child.
All I ask for in a week. How many hours in a week? I don't know. I want 40 minutes.
Okay, you know what? Please be quiet. Or I'll
I'm sorry.
I'll walk off.
This isn't the 50% happier show. This is a... Okay. Amy, you had a PTO meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a, I don't know what this was tonight thing with the school.
No, it was the reading thing on their reading curriculum.
Yeah, they do the chicka-chicka-boom,
chicka-chicka-boom-boom. But no, it was all about how to read to your children, interact with them, ask them questions.
It's very
confusing. So they're actually, you know, reading and comprehension.
It's very confusing. All I know is I have a lot of handouts to read to my child. No. Do I read them the handouts? Or I read the books.
This is why I'm at home. Staying at home with our kids so that I can help them with homework because, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of, yeah.
You're like not so good with
this. That's why I never learned to read. It's just too much overhead.
Shut up.
But we are involved parents. That's the important part. But we are learning, though, that the same kid in elementary school who said, or junior high said, Miss So-and-so, you didn't give us our weekend homework, is the same one saying, so-and-so wants to learn this foreign language and this and that in kindergarten. So, yeah. Just if they were annoying kids or annoying adults, it just happens.
Okay.
If you were cool when you were a kid.
You were not cool.
No, and I'm still not. I'm podcasting in front of my big window and I have a geek badge. So, I mean, what's that tell you?
Hi. Could we move on?
Did you know if you went to this website, I forgot what it's called now.
You were really annoying me tonight. I mean, more so than usual.
Blah, blah, blah.
Well, you can do that, but...
Okay. But, Amy, you know what? You annoy me, but what did you do to your child this weekend? Threw his toy away?
Oh.
For whatever reason.
I threw away a McDonald's toy on accident.
But every parent knows the lust a child... And it is lust a child has for the McDonald's toy that they play with for 30 seconds.
Okay, let's
talk about...
That usually
sounds like this.
Let's first... Yes, that was probably the toy that he was going to get. But let's start over. We took the longest, it was the longest 2-hour trip to my parents.
It was a 3-hour tour.
We ended up having to make 4 stops, 3 which were like simultaneous almost in Decatur.
Yeah.
Where we had to stop at the grocery store, then at McDonald's, and then at the gas station because we didn't have ketchup. We forgot to get ketchup at McDonald's.
I got trapped in the right lane
yes.
and I couldn't get
so
over.
So then when we get almost out of my parents, you decide you want Subway. So we stop at the Subway. You go inside. I decide I'm going to clean up all the fries and all the crap out of the back seat because Maggie had dropped a bag of fries. So I get back there and I'm doing this and I'm putting all the garbage into one McDonald's sack and 2 toys in the other sack. Meanwhile, Luke is going da 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 and Maggie's screaming. Inadvertently, I grabbed the wrong sack and walked it over and threw it away.
But the humor,
the dumpster.
But the humor comes in.
Did not know that I had done it.
We get to Amy's parents. She's like, here's the toy. And we're taking it. Luke goes, I want my toy. Because, man, wait till we got there. So I'm opening up this McDonald's sack. And there's more garbage and more garbage. And I get down to the point where it's a sack of garbage. I'm like, Amy, there's nothing but garbage in here. So, yeah. And then, of course, he had a total freaking meltdown.
He did. It was terrible.
Over this.
So grandma, yeah, being the sweetie that she was.
No, your brother got the Happy Meal.
No, my mom did.
Oh, your brother made it sound like he got it.
He didn't.
Big old fat liar head.
Well, I don't know. Whatever. So yeah, one of them got a Happy Meal. We had to go back into town, so one of them got a Happy Meal so that Luke could get a toy.
But the good thing is, yes, he did get his toy that goes blip, 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 blip. Write your own lyrics. We don't have any words to the earworm this week. But then we're watching TV, and you're talking about toys, and, you know, it's
called... Oh, no.
Tis the season. You know, the dolls and all the new toy commercials are coming on TV.
Everything's coming out.
For the Christmas season. Everybody's got this crap.
So Barbie comes on.
I'd rather see...
No, here's Barbie. Now, let's talk about this. Let's just set it up. Barbie comes out, and she's got her
little
puppy, Tanner.
And
they're taking Tanner to the park. She's in
Donna Karen's.
And she's like in her little suit, or little jogging suit. And she's out walking her dog and da-da-da. And then she feeds the puppy a treat.
You can feed the puppy literally like a little plastic
pellet. Put the little dog treat in the dog's mouth. Then you pump the dog's tail and poop comes out the dog's rear.
Yeah, what do they call
it? And then she has a pooper scooper that she cleans up after her dog. You know, I think that's a little bit too...
Amy's teaching children responsibility to clean up after their dogs.
That is disgusting.
Yes, it was very gross. Because the camera angle shows the little girl putting a pellet in the mouth and then the tail being pumped. And he goes, poop! Yeah. I wrote it as Barbie and her pooping dog, Tanner. I don't know what the official product name is.
No, it was Barbie and her dog, Tanner, or whatever.
Do you get the dog and the poop
and
the
pooper
Barbie
scooper
all together with the Barbie?
It's so wonderful.
Yeah. That's.
I hate that doll and her.
Yeah.
No, actually, I just hate not Barbie in general because I'm a big Barbie fan.
As am I, yes.
But I don't, because Barbie liberated us, Matt, us females. She has done everything.
You do realize that Barbie's figure scaled up to human female.
They fixed her.
Oh, really?
Her boobs aren't as big as they used to be and her waist isn't as skinny.
Still bird dogs quite, crapping all over my house.
Exactly, but she's still quite trim.
Quite trim.
Still quite trim.
Quite
trim. Looking pretty good.
Oh,
but you're not
going to
see her with a thong on, I don't think. I don't think Barbie's ready for a thong.
You see the Bratz kids with those on, those hussy dolls.
Yeah. Yeah, the hussy dolls.
I'm sorry. Those Bratz are...
Bratz are...
Oh, here.
Yeah.
I don't have I'm a hoe, so I had to... Sorry, Shelley, I had to use I'm hot.
Bratz are like little hoe dolls.
They are. They're horrible.
I just wish they'd come out with
and now they have baby ones.
But no,
baby hoe dolls.
Baby hoe dolls, and then we have the we need the pimp for the Brett dolls.
Pimp Brett. Maybe Ken can be a pimp. But I don't get the Bratz. I mean, you know what happens?
I just don't understand.
It's like Barney and all this other crap.
No,
it is. Parents say no, it's awful, it's horrible. But
and then
the
cave.
The kids. I want to give it,
I'm not
caving
on this.
It grates into your brain like that thing
in
Star Trek.
Mark my words, I'm not caving on this.
All right, write it down. September 7th, 2006, absolutely.
I'm
not
going to cave on this. And Matt,
Amy,
my parents didn't cave on me on certain toys that I wanted, and I never got them. I never got the Easy Bake Oven, because that would be too messy.
And it is. That's why Luke doesn't get that like worm gut thing for our Halloween.
He's going to get the Queasy Bake.
Oh, you are... All right, more voicemail here, kids.
Hello, Matt and Amy. This is Computer Carl.
Yeehaw!
I wasn't going to bother you guys. In episode 83, I got called out for not calling. So here I am. Before I was Computer Carl, I was also Counselor Carl. And I've been listening to your podcast with some concern. So I'm glad to hear in episode 84... that you guys are back with more happiness. I mean, you know, you got to work out these control issues. Who's controlling the podcast? Who's controlling this? Who's controlling that? Don't be so concerned about those things, okay, guys? We don't hate you. We love you guys. We want you to keep going, okay? Amy, I'm really sorry about hearing about the athlete's blood or whatever it is that's on your foot. Be very careful. It could get in your eye. You were just kidding about that, but that's a serious thing. You should have it checked out. That's about all I had to say. If you guys asked last time, you didn't know what you were going to do when it gets cold and the cornfields over here. Well, you know, if you don't know that, your marriage is in more trouble than I thought it was. You guys know what to do when it gets cold in the cornfields here. So, keep on podcasting. Have fun. Hopefully, next episode, we'll see you back with 100% more happiness, okay?
I think we're going to start up a fund for Computer Carl for a new cell phone company. Because at one point, I think he was underwater. But thank you. You know what? That was an epic moment. Computer Carl has never called in. I think maybe we've had a couple things. And Computer Carl is only was the first and only the first of only two people who have purchased products from the Red Boy Cafe Press Store. So thank you, Computer Carl, for calling in. Oh, well, hey, now it's 20 minutes and we have to pause again. Look at that. Every 10 minutes, how handy dandy is that? Okay, well, that was our, what, how would you call thirds, Amy? Not quarters. Every, like hockey, they have periods. So that's our end of our second period of the Red Boy podcast. Okay, well, then, yes, thank you, Computer Carl. He is the, I've lost track of where I'm at. He was the one of two purchasers. So check out Red Boy Podcast Cafe Press Store, cafepress.com/Red Boy. Amy had a chance to get herself a little snack, put on another episode of Spider-Man. How you doing, Amy? Back here for the hello halftime snack time. Not much love coming from across the table there, kids. How about we do another voicemail, Amy? Would you like to do that?
Hey, guys, this is Steve from Extra Points, the Wicked Good Podcast. Just finished listening to the last show, and you reminded me of a story of one of my mishaps with a microwave. When I was in, I guess it was my sophomore year of college, I had gotten Chinese food, and the next day I decided to heat it up. I don't know, scandalin pancake, whatever. And I put it in, not thinking, with in the original container, not noticing that it had a metal handle on it. Yeah, quite the light show. it was like a little thunderstorm right inside the microwave until I decided to grab the door and swing it open before it completely ruined the microwave. So, yeah, those kinds of noises aren't quite so fun, but it was pretty. So, anyway, enjoy the 50% happier show. Hopefully, next show will be 75% happier. Have a good one.
Everybody's encouraging us to be a little bit more happy, Amy. So take that.
Oh, yeah, right to me. Yeah.
Dennis from 101 Uses for Baby Wipes put on the blog that he had a coworker who tried to hard-boil an egg in the microwave. I don't know.
Can you hard-boil it? Really?
Well, no, you can't. He says this one exploded and blew the door off the microwave. So maybe not such a good idea there, kids.
I was going to say, you could make like a, you take the egg and you put it in like a coffee cup and then like the water if you scramble it up and then you make like a little, it's perfectly round for your little egg McMuffin.
I've done that before, haven't I?
Mm-hmm. Long time ago we used to do those.
What about my egg McWrap
I made
this
weekend?
Made
today.
What did you make?
I made an egg white omelet and I know that people are like, oh, yuck. It was really.
How many points is that? Less points probably because there's no yolk.
1 point. I did 3 yolks.
What's a regular omelet?
I mean, 3 whites.
What's a regular omelet? What'd you put in it, though?
I just sprinkled with a little cheese, and then I covered it, as you know, with my favorite topping.
That's handy dandy.
And we have salsa.
Salsa, your free pointer. We have a new friend in the Weight Watchers world here, too, besides Amanda from Me and the Bean.
Lost 3.6 pounds.
Yes.
This week, probably not. Probably going to be going up maybe one.
Your aunt came to town this week, so we'll be adjusting.
Well, and not only that, we went to my mom and dad's this weekend, and that's not really a diet-friendly environment.
It's getting better. It is getting better, but mm-hmm. It's not, yeah.
Southern Illinois is not. We're hoping we maintain this week, and then we just, next week we
get
can
back on the saddle again, so.
Yeah.
This is a land that Red Boy speaks very carefully in, so let's move on to a new topic, shall we? Blah, blah, blah. Thank you.
Blah, blah, blah.
Getting into some deep talk here. Our favorite channel, Discovery.
Yes.
Had on the whole Twin Towers show, the 9/11 thing.
And then we were really stupid.
Well, okay. We all know you're eventually.
Luke
this
has
is,
seen things about 9/11. But and
it's
I didn't,
a part of history.
And I, yes, but I didn't understand what the show was going to be about. I didn't realize it was going to be reenactments and stuff. I thought it was going to be more talking about it. And that he'd be on the couch and he'd probably fall asleep. Well, that really wasn't the case. It was
he didn't fall asleep.
It was like, here it is. This is what's going on.
It was like a
it
dramatization.
It was basically you relived it.
It was a dramatization, like acted in
so within, like, I think when I looked at the recorder, when we turned it off, I think
it wasn't
like,
even 15 minutes.
I think it was 10 minutes. And I was like, and then we had to go through, and I feel so bad. We should not have even done it.
we had good intentions because we want to educate him about the history and it's something that happened.
Yes, but it was hard to do at his age. But it was very intense for us.
It was too intense at his age.
Yes, exactly. But I mean, when it's too intense for me,
it wasn't just a factual explanation of what happened. No. It was a dramatization.
Well, it will never be just a factual thing.
But you could present it that way of
you could
kind
try.
Of, I guess, but. This was obviously the other end of this.
But the nice thing was, even though we talked to him, we did talk to him, we turned it off, and we talked to him about how bad people
do bad things,
that there were some people who hated us, and they did a horrible thing on that date. And he came back and said, you know, Mom and Dad, he's like, you know, sometimes bad people are, they do things, like they try to hurt somebody just because he was brown. Remember, and he was talking about he's talking about Martin Luther King. He's like, there were bad men who shot him.
Yeah.
And he learned that last year in preschool.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
So, I mean, he did understand it, but then again, it did scare him.
Yeah.
And so now I mean, it's just a really hard line.
It went a little further. So if you see it advertised, it goes a little. Well, and he's what, 5 and a half? So almost.
He's
six.
Not. No, he's just not ready for it.
Well,
and I think we will discuss it with him.
It's something you want them to.
We have discussed it with him.
We want them to understand it because it's part of our history, and there's things about it that are important.
Well, no, I want
to
him
understand.
To know. I want him to understand what has.
But
happened.
You don't want. But you don't want to scare them. You want to educate them, not scare them. I mean, you want to frighten them, I guess. You want to scare them straight, I guess.
I mean, your life is life. I mean, yeah. I mean, and our lives are different.
But you
want
to think that the world is full of hate because there's a lot of good in the world, too. So it's a fine line. But so it's a good question of how do you talk to kids about 9/11 and what age do you do it and how do you do it?
Our community, I mean, this weekend, we should take Luke to Sharefest. We need to go and get some food.
We can give blood now.
And we can give blood because
we need it around here.
Here in Bloomington, and I think in other communities, it's more of a memorial now to talk to do good on around September 11th. So our community does a share fest where we contribute to food banks. There's a lot of people who go out and do charity builds. Like they'll go and they'll work on Habitat for Humanity, or at our school, there's a group who's going to come over on the weekend and they're going to actually do some landscaping.
In our yard? That'd be great.
Not
in
our
really
yard.
Need
at our son's school.
I'm charitable. I'm poor. I'm broke.
But no, we're okay. Stop it.
But we do need to get blood because we are really low in Bloomington.
Yes, and I need to call.
We couldn't get blood because once you left the
if
country
I give,
for a year.
Yes, but if we go give blood, we have to be prepared because one of us needs, you need to give blood on one day and I need to give blood on the other day because you know what happens. The last time I gave blood, I was like out for the day.
Yeah, you have issues.
I'm one of those people who doesn't bounce right back.
You don't bounce.
I kind of bounce and like flop under the ground.
Holy crap.
I'm like, I'm so glad I gave blood. And then it's like, oh, I feel like crap.
See, I'm the kind of person that I give blood and I'm like, let's go have a beer because it'd be so much better now. So there you go. 9/11 talk.
But,
I would like some feedback about that because I don't know. Has anybody else tried to do it and tried some things that may or may not have worked so well with talking
with
to kids
children?
About it? It's hard. It's hard for adults to handle.
It's hard for
children.
Adults to talk about it. It's hard to even think about it. But the show was very good.
It is very good. And then we had the Pentagon one we watched.
The Pentagon, that was good too.
Yeah. And the United 93 came on DVD this week too, which I'd like to watch.
Yeah.
The real one, not the piece of crap that I'm running, which is
that was the one that they did. I think we saw that though too. That was I think that was on Discovery or something. It was just basically. Kind of like the shows we just watched.
But see, there's that whole debate. Do you go see the Twin Tower movie? There's that movie that's coming out. Do
you
go see that?
For me, I can't. That's more of a personal thing to watch in my home.
But see, everybody's like, you're profiting off of that. Well, you know what? Mel Gibson made the Passion of Christ or whatever, and is that profiting off of...
But are you sure that they're profiting off of it?
I don't know.
I mean, because I think that on that, I think there's something set up.
And I don't know if it's glamour. I did like the Discovery Channel was not glamorizing anything. It sort of gave you an insight because they had people. They told the story of a lot of people who were in it, and the people were there.
Yeah, and it was very uplifting in some ways because of the way that certain.
Well, there was hard decisions some people had to make that day, but they lived making those hard decisions.
And
so.
There was there was just some very compelling things that happened.
All right. Well, on to the next topic. Lucky Les is going to call in now, and sorry you had to follow this, Les, but here you go.
Matt, Amy, it's Les, your wonderful good friend up here in Michigan. Hopefully I'll see you soon.
October.
From Zaldor's World.
We're not going.
We're going to have a Zaldor's World and Red Boy podcast together, I hope, real soon. But I got just listening to your last episode. I want to chime in about the expiration date stuff. And I think I will concur with what Matt said about the mayonnaise, because I had mayonnaise from camping at 2005 that I was still eating probably about 3 months ago.
Oh, that's plenty good.
It lasted pretty much about a year, because I know I had it was July of 2005, the mayonnaise, and worst yet, it was dollar store mayonnaise. So you have to think about what kind of stuff was in there. It looked kind of funky, but it didn't taste real bad. It was actually pretty good. So, and I think
don't
quote me on this. I'm not a FDA person. I'm not a
clearly
inspector type person. But I think after the date that it says on the milk, you can go about 2 to 3 days. Sometimes maybe a little longer. You know, the best thing to do is just buy buttermilk and don't even worry about it. I mean, friend doesn't mind buttermilk. Just kidding. So yeah, I guess that's my horror story about expiration dates. Keep it up, guys. And, of course, check out my show at Zaldor.com. See ya.
Shameless plug, Les.
Well, I'm thinking that part of your people live in Michigan.
Well, Charles from Mostly News says, from the blog, says, milk, once it's opened, should be drunk within a week, no matter the date.
Within a week.
So, there you go.
I think we're pretty good on that.
So, I'm thinking, Les, if your milk's turned into cream, maybe not so good. But the mayonnaise is, that's a whole argument about mayonnaise, sour cream. It's already bad, so is it really going to go bad?
You just have, I have the feeling like,
Talk to Mary from Goods in Kewaunee.
Maybe, I don't think
there's
so.
There's some people around here who listen to our show who know Mary.
Matt,
did we ever tell my food poisoning story?
I don't want to talk about your stupid food poisoning.
I got food poisoning from Goods in Kewaunee. Don't go there. Mary, you know why they put that hotel? It's really an infirmary.
Man.
Sorry, that's a whole...
Could you stop?
It's bitter there.
For the first time, like...
What?
I'm going to tell you what, people who live in central Illinois or in Illinois who...
You know why we're depressed angry?
No,
because we live
in
the cornfields.
No, who know about Goods furniture. For the first... I don't know. Forever, you would... literally flip off the TV whenever the Goods commercial would come on. And that's quite often because they must have a large advertising budget. So then now we've kind of gotten to just as soon as it comes on, you know, they gave me food poisoning.
I have a few choice words.
Or blank you, Mary. You gave me food poisoning.
Mary, you blank and blank. No,
yes.
Not blank and blank. No, Mary, you blank.
Yes.
It's usually the B word I call Mary.
So. Yeah. I want to tell you that
come
Matt
eat our wine cellar.
Always,
we age our turkey.
You talk about me being bitter.
Oh.
Oh, no. I am far not as bitter about certain things as you are. You are, like, way over the top bitter about the food poisoning.
What? Hello? Try vomiting and crapping for 24 hours straight and see how bitter you get about a furniture store.
I've done that, okay?
Yeah.
While I was pregnant.
Did you go back to that furniture store?
Well, no. I was at your godparents, and I drank the water in Maine.
You haven't been back there either, so.
No, I haven't.
I'm sorry, godparents.
They're listening.
Oh, I know. Do you think they could figure it out? They probably can't figure out the podcast.
But. Well, they have a Mac. It should be pretty easy for them.
Should be, but, you know. Sorry. They probably are listening. I'm going to get a phone
Bean
call.
And Bum, we love you.
Not Bean. The Bean of me and the Bean. This is our own Bean. We have our own Bean in our family.
And a Bum.
Two more quick things, and then we'll let the world be free. Of this nightmare we call the Red Boy Podcast. I found a really cool thing. And there's a few gamers who listen to our show.
Really?
Your brother, actually, of all people, introduced me to this. And I was familiar with the concept, but it didn't really seem very easy to use at the time. They have ROMs. They make ROMs of, like, old video games.
ROMs. What's a ROM?
Well, ROM is what? Random something memory. Organizational memory. Whatever. But they make a ROM of a game. So they take, like, the Atari games and they put them in these files.
Blah, blah, blah.
Here. I'll
blah, blah, blah.
So this is basically a way of playing old video games on your computer. So they built.
Yeah, it's cute. I saw you playing it.
So they have Nintendo.
Do you
old
have
Nintendos.
Like a little. What did my brother have? Did he have like a. Did
he had a controller. Yeah, I have a controller I was using, yeah.
Okay. Well, his looked really fancy. Did he get a new computer?
Yeah. He has two. He bought one and then it didn't work. So he bought a new one. So
is it like Is it plugged in?
Yeah, it lights up. Oh. I don't know why.
Okay.
So, but no.
Thank you. See, those are the things I look at.
But when I looked at earlier, years ago, or a couple years ago, they had them, but they were slow, and you couldn't find a lot of games and all this crap.
But now it's taken off.
I go to rom-world.com, and it's all right there.
Rom-world.com.
So I'm not endorsing it. I don't know. I may be downloading a whole bunch of viruses and not know it. Tell me if I am, please. But it's really cool. I have
Are we going to ask a question out to some friends tonight on the show?
I don't know. Were we?
I thought we were, but now I can't remember. Oh, yes. About the Star Wars trilogy.
Oh, yeah. Our conversation of 20 minutes ago. Yeah. We have such great memories. Yeah. Does anybody know?
I think they're going to come out with the six pack.
The six pack. Because I'll buy the three pack this fall that they're apparently coming out with. Because I have the first two, and I know I can pick up the third one still. Then I can buy the first three, but they already have the first three on DVD, but now they're re-releasing the first three on DVD. 4, 5, 6
What do we have?
We only have two of them on DVD. We have episode 1 and 2 on DVD. I was waiting for 4, 5, 6 because I wanted the six-pack, but now they have a three-pack, so I don't know if this is...
We're so confused. We don't know what to do. We want to buy it all at once. We want to buy the super-duper six-pack with additional film that will last forever. I'll watch it for days on end.
I just want to buy smart, Amy. I don't want to buy it multiple times. So I don't know.
I'm going to ask for Lord of the Rings for Christmas.
I don't care about that. That can be you and...
Frodo.
Who was your Frodo buddy? I forget. Who was emailing us about Frodo and your... But
I don't remember.
Anybody who knows any Star Wars? I know we've got there's
but
enough.
We really want to get we would like to just get
I just want to buy the six.
Wouldn't it be so? Why aren't they doing that?
They will. They're going to make me buy this three back.
And then it's going to come out.
Yes.
Should we wait until Christmas?
No, it'll be next. I don't know. I don't know.
We're so frustrated.
Somebody help us, please.
Mr. Lucas, please help us.
No, he's not going to help us. He wants our money, Amy.
Okay.
He's evil.
But is there anything else we're going to ask about?
I don't know. Money? I don't know. Anything else?
I really would like money.
I like money.
Oh.
What?
I figured out my dilemma because this week I went to Target and I bought...
Hey, Z and Zed no longer podcast. I wonder if we can borrow their Target song.
I don't care.
Okay, go ahead.
But anyways, I bought Maggie her Bears cheerleader outfit.
You've been dying since the day you were 12 years old.
Buy a little cheerleader outfit for my daughter. So I decided to, because it was expensive. And it wasn't really that expensive.
Oh, how much was it, Amy? I didn't know it was
$20. Oh, jeez. But I've decided that's her Halloween. She's going to be Dora wearing a cheerleader. Cheerleader Dora is what she's going to be.
Oh, wow. This is going to be fun to see.
No, I'm not going to do anything to her. I'm just going to put pigtails in her hair and tell her she's Dora. And she can tell me what she's Dora.
So you're going to lie to your daughter? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no. Dora does everything. Today she was in a party dress on the show. So
if anybody has a job for Absolute Amy, she...
Believe me.
Did you know Mike Rowe did his 130th job the other day on Discovery?
I did. I watched it.
You did. We love Discovery Channel. I'm sorry. We're dorks.
No. We like to learn.
That's where I get my education from. Okay, I got to figure out how to do this. Okay, well...
What are we doing now? Can I go get some more cookies?
No, we're done.
We are? Okay, I can get cookies.
We want to say thank you. Well, we have an extra long voicemail that I actually put in the pause section so we can comment as we go. And we're going to end with that, and then we'll leave you people alone for the night, or the day, or whatever time of the day it is where you're at. Hope you're having a good day. Good day.
Okay, bye.
Thanks to all our voicemailers. We appreciate... Here, how about I do this?
Hold on. Okay, I'm going to yawn now.
Oh, I love when you yawn. Thank you, all of our voicemailers.
It's the end of the podcast.
But we're going to end with a voicemail after this, so I don't know.
We are?
It's a dysfunctional format. I don't care.
Okay.
Sorry to Steve from. Oh, I didn't turn off Skype. Sorry to Steve from For What It's Worth. He bought the little Sony mic that I have, the little one I carry around with me. He blamed it on me that I'm corrupting him. I'm sorry.
You sold what to him?
I didn't sell it to him. He bought the same mic I have.
Oh.
He blamed me for corrupting him. It's not my fault.
Oh, I'm like, what? You sold our mic?
Yes. And mad props to Chat Buffet and Barely for the props they gave us for the Red Boy Podcast. Played our promo and talked about us.
Thank you.
Mainly mean things, but they talked about us. No, I'm kidding.
They did? Oh.
Well, you know, the truth hurts, Amy. What can I say?
Well, you know.
And morons number three, podcast morons is podcastmorons.com. Number 13, I said number three, I meant number 13, is coming out this weekend. We'll record this weekend. That means it'll be out about 2 weeks from tomorrow. So.
Oh, I'm so excited for you.
I know, you'd love it. And sorry, Charles. Yeah, the Snakes on the Plane thing, I entered it last week. It was Charles, and then I came out of the thing after we played it and said it was Tom.
Sorry, Charles.
His comment was, is that even playing in Australia? All right. Well, we're going to leave you with one voicemail. We may leave you with our Red Boy song, but we have a newfound, I don't know how she found us. I'm sure it's an email somewhere. A newfound cornfield podcaster.
Hey, Absolute Amy and Red Boy. This is Sandra Otten. Hey, guess what? I podcast from the cornfields of Central Illinois, too.
Woohoo!
I do the Reasonable Diets, 6 Minutes of Sanity podcast, and the AIM group support podcast, which I will get to in a minute. But first, I want to tell you that I'm in Urbana, Illinois.
I've been there.
What are we, 90 miles down?
All right, I want to pause it right there.
It's like 45.
Yeah. She only gets down to 60. You watch.
Even that far are we? 70? 60?
Keep going.
60. Maybe about 60. Anyway. You're over there. I'm over here. We're just a hop, skip, and a cornfield away. And Amy, you're from where? Shumway? I'm from Totopolis, over right by Effingham. Or are you from Stewartson or Strasburg? I get all those little S.
I had to pause it.
My family is from Strasburg.
You were.
I grew up in Farmington.
You were grown up in Farmington,
west of Peoria. But yes. My whole entire family. Thank you, my mother. For moving away so that I could actually date.
And then they moved back.
And then they
moved
back.
So now we can drive there with our kids.
But I don't have to date, so I'm not too worried about it.
But we have to stay there in the middle of nowhere. Because Stewartson, Strasburg, Twin Towns, nothing in between.
Not really.
Nothing there, period.
Okay.
Ice and beer, that's it.
Next up, I know you're not from Shelbyville, although I know you stayed there when you went down to the fams. Anyway... Well, I'm from Totopolis, yes, right over there by
T-Town.
Got to love the cornfield names, don't you? Anyway, so the reason I'm the reason I'm speaking to you, audio mailing you, is because I felt sorry for Red Boy because he's just so desolate over not having any feedback.
See, once again, sorry, I keep pausing. But
Amy could care less if I ever get feedback.
No. But I appreciate somebody feels sorry for me.
Because I certainly
don't. You don't, yes.
You
too. Oh, sorry. Hold on.
Love your podcast. And Amy, also wanted to tell you, I am an ex-Weight Watcher member, a lifetime member. I'm a ex-
Oh, hold on. Amy's a lifetime member, too. So don't get all high and mighty.
No, she said she-
I know, but don't get all high and mighty. Amy's a lifetime member,
no,
too.
No, I think she- I think
Don't
I
you just
that.
Have to spend a lot more money to be a lifetime member?
No, you go through the whole program. You actually, like, succeed. And then most of us fall off and then have to start over again.
Okay.
But we always have that, if you make your goal weight, you'll get it go again to the meetings for free.
You get to- So when you fall back,
so
it's free.
So I'm back there.
And you have it on your-
But I'm not free yet.
And you have it on your Palm Trio now, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, sorry.
Dirt. And now I am out on my own for the last 4 years. I've been a diet coach.
Oh, see, she's
have
very
my
successful.
Own website, www.reasonablediet.com. Have lots of clients, and you can listen to my diet coaching sessions through the AIM support group podcast. That's Accountability, Information, and Motivation. And you can listen to my 6 Minutes of Sanity podcast. All can be found at reasonablediet.com.
Ooh, I can't
so
wait to go
So you
there.
Might want to check those out as you are going through the weight loss thing. And good luck to you on that. And I hope that maybe I can help because I, too, struggle with my weight. I have kept it off and taken it off and kept it off now for a while. But every day's the deal. You know the deal. It's a lifetime thing. We're all on a diet every day. That's how I look at it. And it sounds like Red Boy needs to be on a little bit of a diet every day, too. The way it's...
Okay, wait a minute. Hey.
I have to send you a picture because...
Why do I get drug into this?
He is like a stick.
You see
he
my...
eats like crap, but he has an empty leg.
You see my caricature. I have a very skinny
it
neck.
It sucks,
and big
believe
ears.
Me.
Although, you know how it goes. Red Boy will probably get the benefits of your having healthier food in the house and probably... drop a bunch of weight while you struggle along and get that old male metabolism going on. Lucky dogs that they are.
Is she calling me an old male? I'm not mad. Old man, is that what she's saying?
No.
I'm the old male.
Old
okay.
male.
Okay, just checking.
Well, I will close for now, but I hope we can be in touch. And if we ever want to do a podcasting get together, I'm here.
That
I'm
would
doing
be
it. This
fun.
Is my 26th episode of 6 Minutes of Sanity coming up. AIM support group, I don't know, maybe 20 weeks into that. So 20 sessions into that. Hoping for peace in the world, wishing you peace of mind. Namaste.
I can't wait to listen to her.
Oh, hold on. Try to stop. Hey. Sorry. Control. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, that's good. It's a good filler. Anything you screw up.
Well, I guess we're done with the show.
Yeah, we are. That was... Thank you, Sandra, for
I'm going to tune in tomorrow.
You will enjoy it, won't you?
I will.
I just realized something. Hold on. Okay, just had to do something fun. Okay, Amy. Well...
Are you recording?
Now I'm recording, yes.
You're really recording now?
I really am now.
Hello? I've been wanting to do that for a while.
I know.
Well, thank you, everyone.
Sorry we went long. I'm sure we bored you.
I'm going to tell you what.
It went against my policy, Amy.
Next week, we'll talk about our new favorite show, Till Death.
Oh, that was fun, wasn't it?
Funny, funny.
Funny people. That was hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, from the Red Boy Podcast to your house.
Don't sing that.
I'm Red Boy, and you are?
I don't know. Your wife.
You're the congenial host, Amy.
I'm absolute Amy.
What do you do? Jen gets... Oh.
And you are my lover.
Lover. His name is Red Boy. He's got a podcast, but it's absolute.
I think I'm going to get a Teddy Graham.
Don't wait, wait for it. And I'm here with the lovely. Alright, Amy.
I'm hungry.
You're hungry? Are we ready to go? I love you.
I love you.
Alright. We are
out.